Now, people will come along that are these kind of hardcore vegans or militant vegans. And let me just say right now, I'm not against vegetarians or vegans. I don't have a problem with people who choose to eat a vegetarian or vegan diet. We have people in our church that are vegetarians, and I'm okay with that. But you know what I find? There is a group of people out there that are militant vegans, where this has become a religion to them, and it is something that they want to push on other people, and it is something that they try to make into a Bible doctrine. Now, if somebody says, hey, I'm eating a vegetarian diet for this and that, the health reason, or this and that, lactose intolerance, that's one thing. And it's one thing if someone says, well, this is how I'm choosing to eat, and they think it's good or whatever. You know, that's one thing. But we see some militant vegans today trying to cram this down everybody's throat, and it has become a religion unto them. And if you don't believe me, just go on the comments of my recent sermon that I did, where I was being nice to the vegetarians. I was being nice to the vegans, and they come on there, you blankety blank, you eat, and they're just breathing out all kinds of hatred and threatenings. Now, let me tell you, the vegan philosophy that is an animal-worshipping type philosophy that commands to abstain from meats, not just saying, oh, well, I don't eat meat, but the one that tells you not to eat meat and the one that tells you that the Bible teaches you not to eat meat, the Bible calls that a doctrine of devils. Now, look, if you would, at 1 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm going to explain to you why it calls this a doctrine of devils. Because a lot of people will say, well, after all, we're all going to end up vegan in the new earth. And I agree with that. We are all going to end up vegan in the new earth. And to say, well, back in the Garden of Eden, they were vegan. Amen. But let me tell you why this is a doctrine of devils. First of all, let me just show you what the Bible says. In 1 Timothy chapter number 4, it explains this. Let me turn there myself. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Pray for your food, amen? If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished, little play on words there, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Exercise yourself unto godliness. Don't worry about abstaining from meat. And if somebody commands us to abstain from meats, the Bible says that's a doctrine of devils. Because every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. And if we're going to say, well, what God really intends as his perfect will is that we don't eat any meat, then what you're saying is Jesus is not in the perfect will of God. Since Jesus ate beef, Jesus ate lamb, and Jesus ate fish. So are we better than him? We're better than Jesus. We're smarter than him. We're more enlightened than him. That's pretty blasphemous. But I'll tell you why it's a doctrine of devils. Because what vegan radical types will tell you when they try to use the Bible to tell you, you need to be a vegan, the scripture they'll turn to is Genesis 1 about the Garden of Eden and say, well, see, this is how we're supposed to be eating. But hold on a second. That's back when the lion was eating grass. So it would be just as silly to say, well, God intends lions to be eating grass right now, as to say that I'm supposed to be eating a plant-based diet only right now. It's just as silly, because we're not in that stage for man or beast. And just as silly to say, well, God's original intent was for us to be vegan. Well, that was his original intent for the lion to be vegan, but is that his intent for the lion right now? Well, it's not his intent for me either right now, and it wasn't his intent for Jesus Christ, because Jesus said, I do always those things which please the Father. And he ate meat with the best of them. But you say, but why is it a doctrine of devils? I'll tell you why the Bible gives it that condemnation. Because they'll say this, Well, eating meat was only the result of sin. Eating meat was only the result of the fall. And they're right about that. Because before sin and before the fall, there was no meat eating. So here's what they're saying. Don't miss this. What they're saying is we can reverse the effects of sin without Jesus Christ. Without Jesus. We don't need Jesus Christ. We don't need the second coming of Christ. We don't need the millennial reign of Christ. We don't need a new heaven and a new earth. You know what? We are going to return to paradise right now. We'll take care of our own sin problem, and it's all based on vegan food. We'll go back to paradise on our own. No, no. What we need to do is we need to get on God's program and not worry about some bodily exercise of what food goes into our body. What we need to worry about is exercising ourselves unto godliness, fighting the spiritual battle, doing what's right, eating the meat that God has given us to the nourishment of our bodies. Yes, eat the plants. Yes, eat the meat. Eat all the food that God has provided for us to strengthen and to nourish us. Eat whatever is put in front of us, asking no question for conscience sake. Whatever meat is put on our plate, we thank God for it. We eat it and we go out and serve Him. And you know what? We leave it to Him to bring back paradise. We leave it to Him to heal this earth. We leave it to Him to bring us back to a level one and a level zero of suffering. And you know what? That stuff all comes in its time. And I know that there are vegans who are born-again Christians, but I'll tell you this right now. There's a militant faction of vegans that literally hate the Lord Jesus. Just go look on the comments of my video recently. You know what they say? God's barbaric. God's evil. He slaughtered all. The Bible's an evil book. Look at all those animal sacrifices. Look at all the slaughter. God's evil. Look, it's a God-hating attitude with a lot of them. And I'm not saying all of them, but with a lot of them. And then they say, hey, that's the result of sin. We'll fix it. We'll fix it down at Whole Foods. We'll fix it with Trader Joe's. We'll fix it at Sprouts. No, no, no. You better fix it with the blood of Christ. Amen. The Lamb of God. Amen.